how much do home prices impact the state a person moves to? Well, a lot, according to a new analysis by the data company CoreLogic. It found that home sellers are leaving more expensive states like California and heading for more affordable markets in Texas and Arizona. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, has taken a look. And Jill, give us some numbers on this, you know, the to-ing and fro-ing. How do we know people are leaving?
Well, it's amazing that CoreLogic found that between 2000 and 2015, 2.5 home sellers left California for every out-of-state buyer that came into the state. Mm-hmm. Now, look at a state like Texas or Arizona, North Carolina. More buyers are coming in than sellers leaving. Now, I saw this firsthand. I was just in Dallas about a week and a half ago, and I literally am driving around Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I said, oh, my God, look at all this building. And the guy I was with, a radio guy, said, this is all from that California money. These people are pouring into the state.
Well, one Dallas real estate agent told the Wall Street Journal, Californians are coming in by the busload to take advantage of maybe selling a home in California for $800,000 and buying one in parts of Texas for $300,000-$400,000. Then you have money left over for your retirement. But what might be the outcome here? I mean, it's happening in other states as well. Won't those people then start driving up the home prices in Texas, Arizona, and other states?
Well, that's certainly happened in those states. And you know, what's really interesting, though, in looking at, say, let's use Texas as our test case for a second. The cool thing is, when you think about why do people move, they're moving for an opportunity, maybe a job opportunity, or affordability. I think if you're leaving California to Texas, you may get both. But you're right. If you're living in Texas, then that drives up the prices in that market. Right. Now, something slightly interesting in Texas, as opposed to, say, Arizona. Arizona got crushed in the housing market, went boom and bust. California, Texas didn't have as big a boom, but it didn't have as terrible a bust. So it's been a much more generally less volatile market. Now they're seeing prices explode on the upside, and they are now starting to see building in less populous areas than they had seen previously. So instead of Dallas, the natives of Texas, they're saying, uh-uh, we're going to Fort Worth. That's the cooler part of town. It's where we're going to get a better bargain.
Well, and Texas housing is being impacted by the drop in oil prices. Conversely, if people just keep leaving California, and this probably doesn't also hold true, but in a state like that, will it help the prices go down, or is it inevitable that they're going to stay high?
Well, it just depends where, right? I mean, this is one of those weird location things, because in the Bay Area, we know that prices are ridiculous, right? You know, you see like a medium level house in any neighborhood in any place else in the country, you pop it into Palo Alto in the middle of Silicon Valley, and it costs $1 million. But then again, you know, I was looking at an analysis from National Realty Association of Realtors, and they said, okay, let's look at the most affordable and the least affordable market. So in the least affordable market, you know, we see San Francisco there, but in the most affordable markets, you know, you might actually see parts of California. That's kind of interesting. Los Angeles County is in there. So I think it really depends where you're going. Look, we have actually seen mobility start to really increase, finally. This is a very interesting thing, because when everyone had underwater mortgages and they were freaking out about not being able to take a job where there's opportunity, they may have that opportunity now. I see this mobility as a positive in the housing market and for the economy overall.